Hey guys!
Hey friends!
So today is day two of our awesome extravaganza giveaway week, and we're going to be sharing a lot of fun things this week with you. But our big thing today is that we have a major announcement. Laura, take it away.
Hey friends! We are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael Lore Photography.
Good job.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you. We are going full time.
Woo!
We're really excited about it.
And a little nervous.
It's terrifying. It's completely terrifying. I feel like I'm going to be super emotional this week. It's mostly strange, I think, because most people who are in the wedding industry who have decided to go full time, or like most entrepreneurs or like people that start this, like a new business, hated their job before they started it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like a group of people who like left a cubicle.
Yeah. Like all the movies and TV shows you see of someone who's like, yeah, I just hated my 9-to-5. I need to get out of it.
Yes.
So I did this.
Right. So I started this wonderful business. And I am like the opposite of that. I've been a teacher for the last 9 years, and I loved being a teacher. I love being a teacher. It's something that brings me just like a lot of fulfillment. And so I'm not the story of, you know, I'm leaving my horrible cubicle job to go, you know, fulfill my ambitions. Michael, on the other hand, actually graduated in photography. So
yeah.
Like, he's always wanted to be a photographer. Not necessarily a wedding photographer. In fact, I think when he graduated from VCU with a photography degree, he thought he was going to go be a starving artist. Like,
yeah.
He was going to go like live the art life.
Yeah. It was only because a friend of mine that I worked with at the time was getting married, and she asked me to shoot their wedding.
Yeah.
And that's when Laura found out about it and said, hey, can I come? And I said, I don't think I could just bring extra people, you know?
And I was like, nah, like, you totally can. There's no bride on earth who doesn't want, like, more people capturing her wedding, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
So he asked.
See, I didn't know very much. So
so he asked the bride, this is a wonderful couple who trusted us to shoot their wedding for the first time. And she, of course, said yes.
Yep.
So I went. I was obsessed with weddings at the time. It was sort of right around when
we were getting engaged.
Maybe about engaged. Like, I was obsessed with wedding photography, wedding blogs. You know, I was that girl. My Pinterest board was Pinterest? Yeah, Pinterest was around.
I don't know.
We're old. But so for 9 years, I've been living this sort of like dual identity of being a photographer on the side, and then also like fulfilling this like lifelong ambition of being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So it has been a really weird experience to try to decide to go full time, but here we are.
Yeah, and I think, Laura, your passion for teaching started at a young age, right? Wasn't it second grade?
Yes, my second grade teacher, Miss Don Levy, if you're listening to this, she wouldn't be listening to this, but she's a wonderful, just like insanely wonderful person. And she was my teacher. She just took like such a genuine interest in all of her students, and especially me, because I decided to want to be a teacher. So I was like that girl who, like, when she left to go to the bathroom, which teachers were allowed to do back then, they just like left the room and they just put a kid in charge, which is hysterical. But I was always the kid who like stood at the board and like wrote down the bad kids' names, like, so that they got in trouble.
If any of you guys watch New Girl, just kind of picture that.
Oh,
right?
My God,
it's
that's
gotta be
so
a little
true.
Bit like Zooey Deschanel.
Right, I'm that girl. So,
yeah.
Anyways, yes. Yeah, so in second grade, I just decided, you know, this is it. This is what I want to do. I thought to myself, there are three things about teachers that just like easily fit exactly what I wanted to do. And the three things were, I wanted to write on a chalkboard. So I wanted to be able to stand at the front of the room and write on the chalkboard. I was a second grader, okay? The second one was that I wanted to be able to have the same schedule as my kids, which is hysterical that that second grade me thought about, like, being a mom. But I just saw the other teachers at my school and, like, you know, their kids could come to their classroom after school. And I just thought that that was really cool. And I saw, like, that's awesome. And then the third thing was that I just wanted to be like Miss Dunleavy. I just wanted to be able to breathe life into other people and just support other kids and just make them feel good. And so I just, you know, have been working towards those three things since I was in second grade. I took every class I could that had anything to do with teaching. I did all of the practicums and work experiences and volunteered in as many classrooms as I could, including going back to Miss Dunleavy's class several times throughout, you know, the years to go help her in her room. And I did it. You know, I got my master's in teaching, and then I spent 9 years in the classroom. But then right as I was starting this career that I had worked so hard for, I also started doing wedding photography with Michael.
Yeah.
And so it was just this weird balance of, like, you know, finally getting to this point that I had always wanted to be of being an educator, and then also finding this, like, new passion and this new thing that I really loved doing, which was wedding photography. And so throughout the years, it's just been, I've just, more and more amazing people have come into our life through wedding photography. It's just brought so much joy to us throughout the years. And now that Niles has come into the picture, I just really realized that I couldn't be living these dual personalities anymore with a third identity as mom. And so something had to go. And we decided that that would be teaching and that I would go full time with wedding photography. After reading, like, a lot of different books about the subject of, like, you know, pursuing your dreams and making, you know, career changes.
Shout out to Bob Goff.
You know, I'm reading that Bob Goff book, Dream Big. And he, you know, he, actually in his book, I, like, just read a chapter where it talks about how, you know, who says that we just have to have one career our whole life, just because that's something that our parents did. You know, you got out of college, you got a job, and that's what you were until you retired. That isn't what your life has to be. And that was just really inspiring to me, especially because he said, you know, if you're identifying yourself as your career, if that's where your identity is, then a bad day can, like, mean devastation for you. You know, if you have a bad day in your job, that's, like, hurting your identity, right? And we don't want to be able to, like, identify ourselves through our career.
Right.
And so what I have found my identity is those three core things, right? Maybe not the chalkboard thing, but but the
we
other...
have chalkboard paint in our basement, so maybe a little bit of a chalkboard. And I think we have other, we have a couple of chalkboard things up
okay,
on our
but
walls.
here's the thing: chalkboards don't even exist in schools anymore.
That's true.
Like,
they're probably
first...
more used for weddings and DIYs
they
than they are for teaching.
Like, my first teaching job. Whiteboards.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even have chalkboards anymore.
You don't even have whiteboards. You have a smart board now.
That's true. That is so true. But so anyways, those other two things remain important to me. You know, I wanted to be able to be a mom and be able to have a schedule that really allowed me to spend as much time with my kids as possible. And I wanted to be able to do something that can breathe life into other people. And I feel like wedding photography will allow me to be able to do both of those things still.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we made the decision to go full time.
Yeah. Yeah. And from the beginning of our business, our photography business, we really were focusing on that as one of our main reasons why we wanted to do wedding photography,
mm-hmm.
was to be able to, you know, make an impression on other people and bless them through their wedding process and beyond.
Right.
It's actually one of our whys in our business that we want people to have more than just happy weddings, is to have happy marriages. And, you know, we want to be there for our couples past just the wedding and support them through everything. And we believe those photos that we're taking for them, those joyful moments that we get to capture, that we're so lucky to capture,
yeah,
are something that can be used later on for when times do get tough. You know, we have our album that sits out on our coffee table that we open quite frequently to look back at our photos.
Yeah. And this was one of the things that we talked about, like, back and forth a ton with me deciding to go full time and leave teaching, is that I had such a hard time, like, this internal struggle between wanting to do photography and knowing that this is something that I'm really passionate about and that I think would be really good for our family, and leaving a career that I know that every single day you can just see this really clear and like a visible life change in a child's life, which it is just really, it was really hard for me to think about not doing that. It just felt really selfish. And we had to do a lot of back and forths of, you know, just because I wouldn't be in the classroom anymore doesn't mean that we couldn't do things that were impactful to other people's lives. Right. So yeah, anyways, that was a big, hurdle, for mm-hmm. us. But we just, we know and we're very confident in the fact that photography is something that we can like serve and love on other people strongly. So, anyways.
Yeah. And as a husband of a teacher, I can tell you if you have someone in your life that is a teacher, there are some amazing stories that come out from the teaching profession. So let's just reflect on some of those for a moment.
Oh gosh. Where to even start?
I
thought as you were saying that you were going to say as a husband of a teacher, you see all the like stressors and
oh, this,
like,
you see a lot of stressors, but you also hear a lot of great stories.
That's true. No, I'm glad you went positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have so many stories. We could be here all day.
Yeah. Let's pick a few.
I would say that my very favorite, moment, was my very, very first lesson within student teaching. So like before you become a teacher, you have to have, be a student teacher, when you're still in college before you get your license. I worked with, one of the most fantastic cooperating teachers. I love her so much and she's such a reason why, you know, I feel like I was as successful as a teacher as I was, because of what she did for me in those years. Anyways, in her class and in my class as a student teacher, there was a little boy and his name was Brian.
Oh, Brian. I love Brian.
Michael probably knows this story. Well, there's a lot of Brian
stories. Brian's a genius. Let's just leave it at that and start there.
Brian is probably off somewhere like building a rocket to go to the moon right now. Mars. Something even more impressive than the moon. Anyways, I was in my very, very first lesson. And
she's student teaching in first grade at this point.
First grade, yeah. And so that's a very important part
so that's
of the
like
story.
6 or 7 year old.
I'm glad that you threw that in. Mm-hmm. And so my cooperating teacher, her name's Amy. Amy was like, you know what? Let's just start you off with something easy. You just read them a book. And so I'm like, okay, like I can read a kid a book, you know, like I've been in a ton of classrooms up until this point. I got so many like workshop hours before I started student teaching. Yeah, I can rock reading a book to a bunch of first graders, right? Mm-hmm. So I go and I'm reading this book and I don't even remember what book it was. I wish that I did. But in the background of one of the pictures, there was a rainbow and a kid raises his hand and says, "Hey, Miss Downing," I was Downing at that point. We were married. "Hey, Miss Downing, how come there are rainbows?" And I just freeze. I'm like, oh my gosh, my first encounter of answering a question as a teacher is having to dumb down the concept of rainbows to a 6-year-old. And I'm just like, okay. And as I'm like trying to get my words together, Brian raises his hand and he goes, "Miss Downing, I got this." And I'm like, okay, Brian, go ahead. And Brian goes, "So, when it rains, the light reflects through the rain droplets, creating a prism in the sky where you can see the colors of the rainbow."
He's six years old.
I lost my mind. Like, this kid was so smart. And we have about 1,000 other stories. Michael's favorite probably is when he brought in his own tessellations that he made.
Yeah.
And taught the entire first grade class about tessellations.
Yeah.
If you don't know what a tessellation is, neither did Michael.
At 6 years old.
Neither did Michael. He had to Google it. I had to explain it to him. Should have had Brian with me.
That's right.
But anyways, I have a million fantastic stories of the kids that I've worked with and the people that I've worked with. It's been so wonderful. I taught at 3 different schools in 2 different districts. And then we also spent a year and I taught at a children's home in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know more about that, we have bunch of blog posts. I'll link them so that you can go look. But it has been a wild ride.
Yeah.
And certainly not saying that I would never return to teaching. It is something that I'm, you know, definitely spent a lot of my life working towards and something that I really care about. But for now and where we are in our life and what I feel like we're, you know, best at, is it's just right for us to take a step back from that and go full time with wedding photography.
Yeah. Yeah. And so along with this whole teaching avenue, we decided that today's big giveaway would be contributing to teachers' wish lists and what they, you know, what they want for this upcoming school year.
Yeah, I don't want to gloss over the fact that teaching is a very difficult career. It is something that takes so much out of you. And I just have so much respect for people who are in the teaching career and who are staying in there, especially this year, just because I can't even imagine what it's like this year. That being said, it's definitely very scary doing deciding to go full time in a career where most events over like 10 people are being rescheduled or canceled. So either way is really like a path. But
we chose one.
we chose one. We went one way. And so, anyways, we just wanted to be able to do something to help other teachers. And I definitely want to be able to continue helping in schools and in classrooms and with kids in our area, but also with teachers. And so we wanted to be able to do a giveaway that just supported those people who were working so hard.
Right.
And so, yes, you can go to our Instagram today and all week and drop in your Amazon wish list if you have it, or a Donors Choose account, a Teachers Paid Teachers link, have something that you want, or just like an item that you think would be helpful. And we are just going to support a few of our followers that are teachers this week by fulfilling some of those things for you.
And if you have teachers in your life that you know would benefit or are looking for something, just share them, you know, with us.
Yeah, tag them in the comments so that they can share theirs. Mm-hmm. And if you are not a teacher and you just would love to be able to support some teachers too, because certainly we aren't going to be able to fulfill everything that gets posted, please use those links. Go and help out some teachers that are doing really great work in your communities.
Yeah. Oh, and if you missed out on yesterday's giveaway,
yes,
that'll be up until Monday as well. It's a full session, including hair and makeup and
flower bouquet.
And a discount to a dress. So go check it out. It's on our Instagram as well. Posted yesterday.
Yep.
But, yeah.
And we will have more giveaways coming later in the week to kind of celebrate going full time. Thank you so much for everyone who's been supportive. It really is just like a very scary moment for us, but something that we feel confident in and are just thankful for those people in our life that are just kind of building us up right now. So if you are one of them, we just really appreciate you.
We're so thankful.
And we're so thankful for you. You took the words right out of my mouth.